The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, Aunt Effie, it's your turn.
Oh, I know, but I seem to have all consonants. I haven't any vowels.
And what kind of a word did you make? Q-U-E-Y?
Yep, that's a word.
Oh. You mean Q-U-A-Y. You spelled it wrong.
No.
Key, dear, meaning a duck or a pier, is spelled with an A, not an E.
I am not spelling that word. I meant just what I've got there, Q-U-E-Y.
What is that?
It's a heifer. A
what?
Cow, a heifer. Look it up. Yes, a young cow. It's in the dictionary. Look it up.
Oh, who is that? Did you ask anybody over tonight?
No, I'll go see who it is. Look up Q-U-E-Y in the dictionary. You'll find it.
Oh, I wish you two would stop arguing when you play Scrabble.
Well, honestly, he always makes up things he insists are words, and they're not at all.
Oh, fine. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't think you should have a dictionary when you play Scrabble. I think that spoils all the fun of it.
Who was it, dear?
Well, flowers, apparently.
Flowers? For whom?
For you.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Yes, that's what it says.
Well, I didn't order any flowers. Must be a mistake.
It's addressed to you.
I see.
Yeah. Go on, open them up.
Yes.
You Dickens. You Dickens.
No, don't look at me. I didn't send them.
You did too.
Oh,
careful. Goodness. Hey, open them up. Maybe there's a card. Here.
I have nothing,
right
nothing to do with
it. I can't imagine. It's not my birthday or anything.
Roses. Beautiful red roses. And here's the card.
From an unknown admirer.
Well.
Yes.
How long have you been following the story of the second Mrs. Burton? Many regular listeners have been tuning in our popular serial drama ever since its premiere broadcast on January 7th, 1946, 13 years ago. It's been an eventful baker's dozen years, too, filled with many memorable happenings for the Burtons. Chances are, if you're like most who join us here each Monday through Friday, you enjoy listening to all of the CBS Radio Network's winning seven combination of dramatic serials. Continued stories that have each stood the long-term test of taste, become America's favorite daytime dramas. Keeping the second Mrs. Burton company, you know, are the outstanding serials Ma Perkins, The Romance of Helen Trent, Our Own Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, The Right to Happiness, and Young Dr. Malone. Only a network can bring you each day such an entertaining lineup of top dramas such as these. Only a network can do it. Only the CBS Radio Network does.
I've never seen such lovely roses in my life.
Oh, they are just beautiful.
And look at the long stems. That means they were expensive.
I just can't imagine who sent them.
Oh, I love roses. Mm. And isn't it nice to get unexpected surprises?
Wonderful. I just can't imagine who sent them. Are they lovely, dear?
Yeah.
You did, too, send them.
I most certainly did not. I swear
you
I
did.
Didn't. No, I swear.
Honest?
I'd like to know who did send them. I didn't know you had any unknown admirers.
Yes. Well, that's a nice thing to say. I mean, I'm so unattractive, nobody could even admire me anymore.
Oh, now, look, I didn't mean that at all.
What did you mean?
Well, I just meant that you know perfectly well what I meant.
No, I don't. It sounded as though you thought it was impossible for anybody to even admire me secretly.
Well, now, dear, I'm sure he didn't mean that.
I should think you'd be pleased to think your wife was attractive enough to even have an unknown admirer. I should think you'd be flattered.
Gee, how women always have the funniest ideas of what flatters a man.
Are you jealous?
Oh.
You are.
I am not the least bit jealous.
Well, I don't think I like that either. Why not?
You're not jealous of me.
No, for Pete's sake, I am not the jealous type. I never have been.
Well, that's because I never give you any reason to be, dear.
Whatever it is, I am not jealous.
You're not?
No, not at all.
I believe I'll go on upstairs and read in bed.
You mean you're so sure of me?
May I take the evening paper upstairs?
Well, I hope I'm sure of you, just as I hope you're sure of me. I mean, you don't see me carrying on the way some husbands do at parties, flirting with all the women and...
Not all the women, but I notice you seem to find that silly Sheila Ripley perfectly fascinating the other night at the Wilsons.
Oh!
Are you both through with the evening paper?
Yes, yes, take it, Aunt Effie. What do you mean I found Sheila Ripley fascinating?
Good night.
You sat there for 1 hour. 1 hour!
Good night. I cannot stand that Ripley woman, and you know it, and I would appreciate it if you would not twist the conversation around so I seem to be the one at fault. I am not the one who was sent a dozen red roses by some unknown admirer.
Well, it's not my fault I got them. Why are you so mad? I should think you'd be a little bit pleased.
Pleased? Well, I should be pleased that some jerk sends my wife a dozen roses?
Why does he have to be a jerk?
Oh, that...
Is it inconceivable that it might be some perfectly charming, nice man who thinks I'm attractive enough to send flowers to?
Now, look, let us establish one thing. I agree that you're attractive enough, okay?
Thank you.
But do you honestly think that any man who sends flowers to a happily married woman is perfectly charming, nice man?
I don't think that's the point.
Well, I think it's the point. And I was assuming, of course, that you are happily married.
Andrew, what are we quarreling about anyhow? Of course I'm happily married. Why do you say a thing like that anyhow?
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't know
who sent the roses. I'm just as bewildered as you are.
Yeah, well, I hope you are.
Well, now, what do you mean by that?
Nothing.
You did, too. You were implying that I did know who it was and didn't want to say.
I didn't say that
at
all.
You had something in mind?
All right, I did. You know as well as I do that you think Paul Edgerton sent those flowers.
Who?
You know who. You danced 3 dances in a row with that Paul Edgerton at the Christmas party out at the country club.
Months ago.
Yeah, you didn't think I noticed,
did you? I never thought about it at all. Paul is a wonderful dancer, and I'll admit that I like to dance with him, but to even suggest...
All right, look, you object if I call the florist? If I call the florist and ask who sent those flowers?
I do not object at all.
All right, then I intend to do just that. Where's the phone book?
Where it always is. But you don't need it. The number's right here on the florist box. Juniper 49786. But I will say this. Are you listening?
Yes. 49786.
I think it will look very funny and certainly puts me in an embarrassing position.
Yeah.
I mean, having my husband phone to ask who sent flowers to his wife, if you see what I mean.
Hello.
Look very much.
Hello. My name is Piper, 13 Rainbow Lake. Some flowers were sent out here this evening, a dozen red roses, and my wife and I can't seem to figure out who sent them.
I think this is terrible.
Piper.
Very embarrassing.
Yes. Rainbow Lake. That's right. Well, yeah, there was a card. It just said from an unknown admirer, and my wife and I are rather amused at it.
Amused?
What do you mean? What do you mean you can't divulge who sent them? Now, look here... Well, by gosh, You what?
Well, why are you glaring at me? Where are you going?
I am going downtown to that florist shop.
But wait a minute. What did they say?
You cannot divulge who sent the flowers without getting the man's permission.
What man?
The man who sent the flowers, and I am going to find out who it is.
Oh, but... Aunt Effie! Aunt Effie!
Yes, dear, don't come up. I'm just coming down. This is the funniest thing. You apparently did not read the paper tonight. Now, listen to this.
Oh, never mind that. He just called the florist shop. He is in a towering rage, and I haven't the slightest idea who could
listen. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dear. I just saw this in the paper.
Oh, there he goes, tearing out of the driveway. Oh, Aunt Effie, whoever sent me those flowers?
The publicity department of the Olympia Theater sent you those flowers to advertise a movie that's coming called From an Unknown Admirer.
Yes.
Story about it in the paper. I just saw it. They apparently picked names at random out of the phone book and sent flowers.
Oh,
And
good heavens, don't they realize what trouble they might cause?
They do now. Read it. I guess there have already been repercussions. Here, read it, read it. 1 dozen roses from unknown admirers starts 1 dozen domestic fireworks. Here, read it. It's terribly funny.
I'll read it later. I've got to call a florist shop.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. We've all been hearing about the use of tranquilizers and other newly discovered drugs in the treatment of mental illness. They produce some remarkable results, but they're far from a cure-all. We still need more psychiatrists and more mental health clinics. We need more staff and equipment to take care of those getting no treatment today. Many could eventually return to useful, happy lives if only they could receive proper treatment. We're still in need of well-equipped research laboratories to continue the search for new and more effective psychiatric techniques. Now, for the first time in recent medical history, the number of patients leaving mental hospitals outnumbers those entering. It's an encouraging trend, one that needs your help to grow. Support your local or state mental health association, or send a generous contribution to Mental Health in care of your local post office. That's Mental Health, care of your local post office.
There he is. He's home. He just came back.
Oh, hi, dear. Honestly, thank heavens. Well, I guess you found out what it was all about.
Oh, yeah.
We laughed. I saw it in the paper and was just coming downstairs, but you'd already gone. But honestly.
Just the publicity stunt. Of course, I called the florist right away. Did you get my message?
Oh, yes. Yes, I got it. A little too late.
What do you mean?
Look, I'd rather not talk about it. I made a fool of myself.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean, dear?
All right, I walked into the flower shop, and this guy was standing there, and I was mad, and I said, my name is Piper.
Yes.
The florist there said very quickly, oh, yes, yes, Mr. Piper.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is the man who sent the flowers to your wife, and he can explain.
Uh-huh. I suppose he was the publicity man.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
Well, did he explain?
I didn't give him a chance. I hit him.
You hit him?
Hit him?
Well, isn't that... First second there, I thought he was that Edgerton guy that hung around you all that time at the Christmas party, and I just...
Kevin, why, I hardly remember what he looks like.
You mean you actually hit this fellow?
Yes, yes, I hit him, and then somebody grabbed me, and somebody helped him up. I don't know, everybody started explaining it. Look, I'd just rather not discuss it anymore, if you don't mind. I tell you, I felt like a fool.
Oh, honey, you hit him.
The husband who is not jealous. Well, excuse me. I think I'll leave you two alone.
Honey, you hit him hard.
Well, I understand he was going back to his hotel to put some beefsteak on it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send the roses back to him and enclose a get well quick card, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.